美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目大学生活单元的初级课程。Eric 和 Patty 是好朋友，也是大学同学，他们中午一起吃饭，聊起了校园生活。
In this first part, we will learn how to ask what classes someone is taking.
Hi, Eric. Are you having fun at college?
Yes, it's great. How many classes are you taking?
I'm taking 4 classes. Are you taking a lot of classes?
I'm taking 3 classes.
Professor Bowman, Eric, 怎么只选3门课啊？美国大学生的日子也太轻松了吧。
Well, Winnie, maybe they are taking hard classes and have to study a lot.
这么说也有道理，可能正是因为课程难度大，所以他们才只选几门课。
Let's listen and find out what their classes are.
What classes are you taking?
Well, I'm taking English classes.
I see. Well, I'm taking a lot of science classes, like chemistry.
Chemistry? Wow, that sounds hard. You must have a lot of work.
Patty 选修化学课，这门课啊可不好学。可是 Professor Bowman, Eric 为什么要选英文课呢？英语不是他的母语吗？这算不算投机取巧啊？
Well, Winnie, some English classes are hard, even for Americans. Students have to read very hard books.
哦，原来如此。那么在美国大学里，学生们是不是每天都要上课呢？
Well, let's listen to Eric and Patty talking about when they have classes.
What's your schedule like?
It's great. I only have classes from Monday to Thursday.
You don't have any classes on Friday?
No, so I can have fun with my friends on Thursday night.
Eric 不光选修英文课，而且一个礼拜只上4天课，这怎么可能啊？
Yes, some students have easy schedules. Now, let's listen to them talking about their professors.
Who is your chemistry professor?
I got Professor Franklin for chemistry. He's really great.
Who did you get for math?
I got Professor Martinez for math. He's good, but the TA is so boring.
TA? TA 是什么啊?
A TA is a teaching assistant. They are older students who help professors teach the younger students.
Oh, TA 就是 teaching assistant.的缩写，也就是助教的意思。Patty 说他很喜欢自己的数学教授，不过啊，教授的那位助教却非常沉闷无聊。
Right. You know, if my students don't study hard enough, sometimes I'll get a mean TA to help me teach.
哈，我们不认真，你就要找个厉害的 TA 啊？那我们如果特别认真，你就会找个特别帅的 TA 咯。
No, if I get a cute TA, everyone will have a crush on him and study less. Now, Eric and Patty are going to talk about what clubs they are in.
What do you do outside of class?
I'm in some fun clubs.
What kind of clubs are you in?
I do all kinds of things. I do some academic clubs, but other clubs are just for fun.
Patty 可真行哎，加入了这么多的课外社团啊。Professor, 美国大学里都有哪些社团呢?
Some clubs are academic. Students study together for tests or discuss current events. Some clubs are just for fun. They do things like yoga and hip-hop dancing.
瑜伽社还有街舞社,听起来真不错哎。就是不知道 Eric 加入了什么社团哦。
I'm only in a hip-hop dancing club. It's really fun.
A dancing club?I love hip-hop music, and I love dancing.
You should join. It's not full, and there are plenty of spaces left.
I think I will. It would be fun to do a club together.
哈? Eric 只参加了街舞社啊。他这个人课只选了三门，每周只上4天课，连跟学习有关的课外社团也不参加。哎，他过得也太轻松了吧。
Well, Eric may be busy for other reasons.Tune in next time and we'll learn more about student life.
This time's 美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy. Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is Review, Part 5.
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程。通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们继续复习新动态英语，通过回顾过去同一些嘉宾进行访谈的录音，复习过去所学课程的主要内容。
Today we're going to continue with our review of past shows. We're going to listen to recordings of some of our past guests. Max, you can try to guess the name of the guest.
Sounds good.
Interview.
访谈时间。我们今天复习的第一个内容是过去一次访谈的录音。听众从下面的一段录音里听得出来这位接受采访的嘉宾是谁吗？这位嘉宾在一家律师事务所工作，他经常带孩子去博物馆。采访他的是我们的老师 Kathy。 下面请大家和 Max 一起猜一猜这位嘉宾是谁。
OK Max, listen to this conversation. Which guest is it? Let's listen. Did your kids enjoy their visit to the museum?
Oh yes, they saw lots of interesting things.
What did they like best?
They liked the dinosaurs best.
下面请大家把这段对话再仔细听一遍。
Did your kids enjoy their visit to the museum?
Oh, yes, they saw lots of interesting things.
What did they like best?
They liked the dinosaurs best.
Well, Max, who is it?
Let's see. She took her children to a museum.
Yes, she has 2 children.
Can I hear some more?
Yes.Let's listen to our guest answer the question, why did the dinosaurs die?
Well, some dinosaurs died from the cold. Other dinosaurs died because they didn't have enough to eat.
Why didn't they have enough to eat?
You see, most dinosaurs ate plants. Plants need heat and light. When the earth became cold and dark, many plants died. And when the plants died, the dinosaurs didn't have enough to eat, and they died.
好，我们把这段对话再听一遍，帮助大家猜一猜这位嘉宾是谁。
Well, some dinosaurs died from the cold. Other dinosaurs died because they didn't have enough to eat.
Why didn't they have enough to eat?
You see, most dinosaurs ate plants. Plants need heat and light. When the earth became cold and dark, many plants died. And when the plants died, the dinosaurs didn't have enough to eat, and they died.
She knows a lot about dinosaurs. Is she a scientist?
No, she isn't. She works in a law firm.
A law firm? Can I hear some more? Something about her personal life.
Okay, let's listen to her talking about cooking.
Good.
Who does most of the cooking at your house?
I do. My husband does the shopping, and I do most of the cooking. As you know, I'm blind.So it's not easy for me to do the shopping, but I'm a very good cook.
我们再来听听这段对话。
Who does most of the cooking at your house?
I do. My husband does the shopping, and I do most of the cooking. As you know, I'm blind, so it's not easy for me to do the shopping, but I'm a very good cook.
Oh, it's Denise. Denise Collins. She likes to cook.She works in a law firm, and she's blind.
Yes, it's Denise Collins. After our break, we'll call her at home.
Great.
Now let's take a short break. This is New Dynamic English.
他们刚才谈论的这位嘉宾是 Denise Collins， 她是一位盲人，在一家律师事务所当接待员。
Listen and repeat.
听说练习。接下来请大家跟着老师说。
Why did the dinosaurs die?
Some dinosaurs died from the cold. Others died because they didn't have enough to eat.
Why did the dinosaurs die?
Some dinosaurs died from the cold. Others died because they didn't have enough to eat.Telephone.
听完了我们同嘉宾 Denise Collins 过去的访谈以后 ，Cathy 老师给他打了电话，和他进行交谈。我们先学习两个句子。
My daughter Kristen isn't feeling well.
我女儿 Kristen 不舒服。
My daughter Kristen isn't feeling well. She has a bad cold.
她得了重感冒。
She has a bad cold.
Now let's call Denise.
Great.
Hello?
Hello, Denise. This is Kathy. Kathy at New Dynamic English.
Kathy, how nice to hear from you.
How are you?
Not bad, but my daughter Kristen isn't feeling well.
Oh, that's too bad. What's the matter?
Oh, she has a bad cold, so she stayed home from school today.
Did you go to work?
Yes, I did, but my husband stayed home with Kristen.
Well, I hope she feels better soon.
Thanks, Kathy. It's been nice talking with you.
Same here. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
How nice to hear from you.
这又是一句打电话时的客气用语，意思是很高兴你打电话来，或者听到你的声音真让人高兴。Denise 的女儿Kristen 病了，所以她没有上学。那么 Denise 是不是没有上班，在家里照顾她呢？我们再听听这段对话。
Now let's call Denise.
Great.
Hello.
Hello, Denise. This is Kathy. Kathy at New Dynamic English.
Kathy, how nice to hear from you.
How are you?
Not bad, but my daughter Kristen isn't feeling well.
Oh, that's too bad. What's the matter?
Oh, she has a bad cold, so she stayed home from school today.
Did you go to work?
Yes, I did, but my husband stayed home with Kristen.
Well, I hope she feels better soon.
Thanks, Kathy. It's been nice talking with you.
Same here. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Listen and answer.
问答练习。
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
接着我们来问几个问题，请大家在铃响以后回答。
Who isn't feeling well? Denise's daughter Kristen isn't feeling well. What's the matter?She has a cold. Did Kristen stay home from school today? Yes, she did. Did Denise stay home from work today? No, she didn't, but her husband did.
Interview.
下面这一节我们来复习过去另一次访谈的录音。大家猜得出这位嘉宾是谁吗？ Cathy 要 Max 也猜一猜他是谁。
Now let's listen to our next guest.
Okay.
I ride my bike to work.
Really?
Yes, it's much cheaper than driving a car, and it's faster than taking the bus. It's great exercise, too, and it's much better for the environment.
好，我们把这段对话再听一遍。
I ride my bike to work.
Really?
Yes, it's much cheaper than driving a car, and it's faster than taking the bus. It's great exercise, too, and it's much better for the environment.
Okay, he rides his bike to work. He thinks it's cheaper, faster, and better for the environment. Can I ask, what city does he live in?
He lives in San Francisco.
Oh, I think I know who it is. Can I hear some more?
Sure. Let's listen to him talk about his childhood. What was it like growing up in the South?
Well, Atlanta is a great city, and for an African-American family like ours, it was a great city to grow up in. We lived in a small house in a nice neighborhood. Some of our neighbors were African-American, and some were white.
下面请大家把这段对话再听一遍。听完这段对话，你就很容易猜出这位嘉宾是谁了。
What was it like growing up in the South?
Well, Atlanta is a great city, and for an African-American family like ours, it was a great city to grow up in. We lived in a small house in a nice neighborhood. Some of our neighbors were African-American, and some were white.
Yes.He grew up in Atlanta. He lived in a small house in a nice neighborhood. His family is African American. It's Mike. Mike Johnson.
Yes, it's Mike Johnson. We'll call him at his office after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
This 位嘉宾是在银行工作的 Mike Johnson.
Listen and repeat.
听说练习。接下来请大家跟着老师说。
Mike grew up in Atlanta. He lived in a small house in a nice neighborhood. His family was African American.
下面请大家把这段听说练习再做一遍。
Mike grew up in Atlanta. He lived in a small house in a nice neighborhood. His family was African American.
Telephone.
我们听过了同嘉宾 Mike Johnson 的访谈之后 ，Kathy 老师又打电话到 Mike 的办公室。我们先学习几个词句。
A customer.
顾客。
A customer.
C U S T O M E R.
Sorry to bother you at work.
很抱歉打搅你办公。
Sorry to bother you at work. I'm just calling to say hi.
我只是打电话向你问好。
I'm just calling to say hi. I won't keep you.
我不多占用你的时间了。
I won't keep you.
Okay, now I'm going to call Mike.
Hello, Stagecoach Bank.
Can I please speak to Mike Johnson in the loans department?
Yes, one moment, please.
Loans department, Mike Johnson speaking.
Hello, Mike.
Yes?
This is Kathy at New Dynamic English. Sorry to bother you at work.
Oh, no problem. I was just reading my email. I wasn't with a customer. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just calling to say hi. We were listening to recordings from your visits to our show.And we wanted to know how you were doing.
Well, I'm doing fine. Work is going well. And this weekend, I'm going on a long bike ride with some friends.
Well, I won't keep you. Have fun this weekend.
Thanks. Nice talking with you.
Same here. Bye now.
Bye.
Can
I please speak to Mike Johnson in the loans department?
请接贷款部门的 Mike Johnson 先生可以吗？接线员回答说
Yes, one moment please.
请稍后。Mike, 这个周末有什么计划呢？我们再听一遍这段对话。
Okay, now I'm going to call Mike.
Hello, Stagecoach Bank.
Can I please speak to Mike Johnson in the loans department?
Yes, one moment please.
Loans department, Mike Johnson speaking.
Hello, Mike.
Yes?
This is Kathy at New Dynamic English. Sorry to bother you at work.
Oh, no problem. I was just reading my email. I wasn't with a customer. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just calling to say hi.We were listening to recordings from your visits to our show, and we wanted to know how you were doing.
Well, I'm doing fine. Work is going well, and this weekend I'm going on a long bike ride with some friends.
Well, I won't keep you. Have fun this weekend.
Thanks. Nice talking with you.
Same here. Bye now.
Bye. And this weekend I'm going on a long bike ride with some friends.
意思是这个周末我要和一些朋友骑自行车长途旅行。
Listen and repeat.
接下来请大家跟着老师说。
What was Mike doing? He was reading his email. How's he doing? He's doing fine. How's his work going? It's going well.What's he going to do this weekend? He's going on a long bike ride with some friends. What was Mike doing? He was reading his email. How's he doing? He's doing fine.How's his work going? It's going well. What's he going to do this weekend? He's going on a long bike ride with some friends.
A question for you.
听众朋友，现在我们要向大家问一个问题，请在铃响以后回答。
How are things going with you?
各位听众，下面我们要复习今天的主要内容。今天我们复习了同两位嘉宾过去访谈的录音，一位是 Denise Collins。Kathy 随后给 Denise 打电话问好。
Now let's call Denise.
Great.
Hello?
Hello, Denise. This is Kathy. Kathy at New Dynamic English.
Kathy, how nice to hear from you.
How are you?
Not bad, but my daughter Kristen isn't feeling well.
Oh, that's too bad. What's the matter?
Oh, she has a bad cold, so she stayed home from school today.
Did you go to work?
Yes, I did, but my husband stayed home with Kristen.
Well, I hope she feels better soon.
Thanks, Kathy. It's been nice talking with you.
Same here. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
我们还复习了和 Mike Johnson 过去的访谈录音。随后 Kathy 也打电话给正在上班的 Mike Johnson。
Okay, now I'm going to call Mike.
Hello, Stagecoach Bank.
Can I please speak to Mike Johnson in the loans department?
Yes, one moment please.
Loans department, Mike Johnson speaking.
Hello, Mike.
Yes?
This is Kathy at New Dynamic English. Sorry to bother you at work.
Oh, no problem. I was just reading my email. I wasn't with a customer. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just calling to say hi. We were listening to recordings from your visits to our show, and we wanted to know how you were doing.
Well, I'm doing fine. Work is going well, and this weekend I'm going on a long bike ride with some friends.
Well, I won't keep you. Have fun this weekend.
Thanks. Nice talking with you.
Same here. Bye now.
Bye.
Max和Kathy 还有他们的同事们在播音室里的一段对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。今天的话题是 Max 谈他太太的工作。我们先来熟悉几个词句。It's
really a startup company.
那只是一个刚成立的公司。It's
really a startup company.
对话中提到的 Silicon Valley 是硅谷，位于北加州旧金山地区，是高科技公司最密集的地方，例如英特尔、惠普公司等等。那里雇佣着几十万高科技工程师。Well,
that's it for today, people.
Thanks, Larry.
Max, how's Karen doing? I haven't seen her for a while.
Oh, she's fine.
How's her new job?
Well, it's not so new. She's been there for a while now.
It's a computer company, isn't it?
Yes, it's very small. It's really a startup company.
Is she enjoying her work?
Oh, more or less. The hours are flexible, and that's a good thing. But the work really isn't very challenging.
Really?
Yes, and a few weeks ago, she got an offer from a company in California.
California?
Yes, a big company in Silicon Valley.
You're not thinking of moving, are you?
No, I don't think so. The offer's very good, but we're happy here. She's decided not to accept it.
Well, I'm glad. I wouldn't want you to leave. We couldn't do without you.
Thank you, Kathy. I would miss you, too.
Max的太太, Karen,对她的工作不是特别满意, 因为这份工作虽然时间灵活, 但不是很富有挑战性, 或者说太平淡。
But the work really isn't very challenging.
几个星期以前, 加州硅谷的一家大公司提出要聘用Karen。
And a few weeks ago, she got an offer from a company in California.
Kathy听了以后非常担心Max一家会决定搬到加州，那么她就会失去一个很好的工作伙伴。而Max和Karen是不是想离开华盛顿到加州去呢？我们再听一遍。Well,
that's it for today, people.
Thanks, Larry.
Max, how's Karen doing? I haven't seen her for a while.
Oh, she's fine.
How's her new job?
Well, it's not so new. She's been there for a while now.
It's a computer company, isn't it?
Yes, it's very small. It's really a startup company.
Is she enjoying her work?
Oh, more or less. The hours are flexible, and that's a good thing. But the work really isn't very challenging.
Really?
Yes, and a few weeks ago, she got an offer from a company in California.
California?
Yes, a big company in Silicon Valley.
You're not thinking of moving, are you?
No, I don't think so. The offer's very good, but we're happy here. She's decided not to accept it.
Well, I'm glad. I wouldn't want you to leave. We couldn't do without you.
Thank you, Kathy. I would miss you, too.
今天这一课新动态英语的复习就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。Well,
our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
For help learning, 新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套学习辅导材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
观众朋友们好，欢迎收看美国之音的时事大家谈，我是许波。美国高层官员最近接连讲话，强调习近平领导下的中共回归马列原教旨主义，力图把中共专制集权制度推广到全世界。纽约时报呢披露，美国拟禁止中共党员及家属入境的消息之后，中国官方及媒体称美国意在颠覆中国共产党与十四亿中国人民为敌。观察人士注意到，习近平加速构建个人集权制度，推动党国一体化，并力图通过一带一路疫情外交输出中国方案。西方舆论认为美国幡然醒悟，特朗普政府呢正采取种种手段防止中国成为前苏联那样的重量级对手，威胁自由世界的安全。那么美国制裁中共党员的方案是理性选择还是疯狂？特朗普极限施压，北京会不会有所收敛？习近平个人独裁的党国体制能走多远？今天参加我们节目讨论的一位是北京之春荣誉主编胡平。胡先生你好。
许波先生好，张立凡先生好，听众观众朋友好。
另外一位是历史学者独立时评人张立凡先生。张先生你好。
二位好，各位听众观众朋友好。
好的，我们看到特朗普政府呢正在拟定法案啊，禁止中共党员及家属入境美国，并剥夺已在美国的这个中共党员及家属的签证。纽约时报披露这个消息之后呢，首先引起震动的是在美国舆论认为，如果实施这项措施，那么这个美国对中国的制裁呢就已经超过了这个冷战时期，所以啊，舆论认为特朗普可能不会签署这条法律。我来请教纽约胡平先生，您如何评估这个这项措施的震撼效应？这个美国真的会这个这样做吗？
这个特朗普政府正在考虑禁止中共党员和家属入境，这个事儿中国政府方面反应非常强烈。不过依我看，中国政府这种反应大可不必，因为中国政府他应该知道美国早就有禁止共产党员入境的相关法律，而过去那么多年来，自从中美建交以来，这40年来，除了政府间的这种正式交往之外，那么凡是中国人到美国来的，哪一个或者有几个不是靠这个隐瞒共产党员的身份蒙混过关的呢？都是这样子的嘛。如果你要说他有美国政府有这么个规定，就是在颠覆你中国，你就是要跟你中国断交了，那他美国政府他一向如此。自来如此，所以我觉得中国政府那个反应是完全完全没有必要，因为美国是个很反共的国家，美国的移民法本来就明文规定禁止共产党员移民美国，入境之后如果发现你是共产党员，要递解出境。当然到了90年代冷战结束呢，美国的相关法律呢就有些放松，现在的情况是，如果你要申请绿卡，也就是申请这个永久在美国的永久居留，那么你要填那个表格，就是 I-485，其中第56项就要求你回答是不是共产党或者其他极权主义政党以及其附属组织的成员，就这么一条。那么你如果是不是申请绿卡，不是申请入籍，光是一般性的留学呀、这么来呢，你要填的表呢，其中没有这一条，但是它也有一条呢，就是说问你是不是哪个党派的成员。那在过去这样子的这段时间呢，中国它一直是隐瞒或者不填，或者填无，或者就填不是，就这样。而美国方面呢，他我想他未必是不知道，他肯定也知道很多就是共产党员，但是他也睁一只眼闭一只眼儿。也就是说这个事情呢，相关法律本来就有，只不过过去呢一直没有严格的执行。再有一条呢，美国按照他美国的这个相关法规，美国总统有权用行政命令的方式停止他认为对美国利益有害的团体进入美国。比如说特朗普曾经签署过就是禁止一些伊斯兰的国家入境这么一些规定，他可以用几种方式， 不一定非要还要通过国会去订立什么法案。那么依我看来呢，这个情况要100%的严格的执行，那当然是首先就有操作上的困难。不过呢，也就像你在高速公路上开车，你超速开车，不可能每个超速的人都被警察抓住，这不可能的事。但是要是把你抓住了呢，那你就没话可说，只能认罚，是这个样子。所以我觉得呢，特朗普政府真要100%的严格执行限制共产党员入境的可能性，这个并不大，但是确实有可能强化一些相关的措施，这是有可能的。那有些网民就建议嘛，说你这个你要精准打击，要把哪一类的特别这个加以区分。那现在情况呢，这些年来呢，确实这个中共在这也有点太不像话了，他简直有点把美国当中国了。你看有些党员，中国党员大张旗鼓的在美国扯出横幅，在那儿召开什么组织生活。你说让你进来，你撒个谎，你隐瞒，那也就算了，是吧？你现在还要大张旗鼓的张扬出来，你这个问题肯定是个问题。所以我想这个相关这个政策这个提出呢，当然你看特朗普政府的成员都讲得很清楚，他这么做了很多，这个目的就是要把中国共产党和中国人民相区分，要表示他反对的是共产党，而不是反对中国人民。我觉得他这个信息，那是通过这次之间这个，虽然目前还只是个传言，那是很有力的把它已经传达出来了。
好的，那么这件事呢，我们看到在中国引起的这个震撼效应、震动可能是更大的。官媒称呢，这是美国呢要颠覆中国共产党的节奏。外交部发言人华春莹呢，他也称这是要与14亿中国人民为敌。我来请教张立凡先生啊，您怎么看中国当局和媒体的这个反应？另外呢，我们看到中国的自媒体反响也特别热烈，那请张先生一并给我们介绍一下好吗？
这个华春莹这个说法呢，实际上他是用这个九千一百。就是9191.4万，这个共产党员就把这14亿都给代表了。这个呢，我觉得就让人觉得很不舒服，所以我发了一条推特，我就说这个14亿请减一。后来也有好些推友，也有减一的、减二、减三、减四、减五、减六的都有。反正是对华春莹这个说法，就是说你拿中共来代表中国人民，这个是不对的，这个道理是讲不通的。那当然，这个事情呢，肯定是引起了震动。作为我们这个非党员也无所谓。但是呢，真正是党员的人，他可能现在有很多党员，一个是他的老婆、他的这个子女、他的情人、他的财产都在美国。那你要不让他进美国了，这个对他来讲，这个是一个很严重的问题。所以我觉得在这个问题上，恐怕是有党员身份的人是会有震动的。那么当然，这个会不会？我看也有的朋友在讨论退党的问题。说现在退党也不好退啊，不让你退啊，许进不许出啊。后来我有一个朋友还给我发了一个，就是他收到的通知，他就是退党成功，而且退了好几年了。他就是退休以后，他不想参加组织活动，多次要求退党，最后是就是。做的决定就是组织除名，这种当然他也算是解放了吧，至少是，但是这个现在除了这些讨论以外，还有特友就说了，说谁是中国人的敌人很容易判断，见证70年，依然6亿人月入不到1000元，9亿人月入不到2000元，13亿人月入不到10000元，和平时期饿死国人数千万，迫害致死数百万， 还有的说贪污腐败的时候没想到十四亿中国人民，各种利益和资源分配时也没想到十四亿中国人民，
嗯，
出台各种法律法规，制定各种规章制度，更没想到十四亿中国人民。为何一到了对抗美国、武统台湾，需要有人上战场上当炮灰的时候，就想到十四亿中国人民？所以这个提质问也很尖锐。
嗯，
那我觉得就是大部分人可能认为，一个是你不能代表我，还有一个就是不让你进不等于我们老百姓就变成美国的敌人了。
嗯，
所以我想基本上是这个态度。
好的，那么制裁啊中共党员9000多万啊，如果按照一个家庭三口人夫妻加一个孩子，那么一共是2亿7-8千万，跟十四亿中国人相差还远。好的，那么为什么美中关系走到今天这一步呢？中国网上盛传这个鹰派学者戴旭的四个没想到，这四个没想到其实戴旭本人也出来否认了，不是他说的，但是中国人就有这个习惯。这四个没想到是什么呢？没想到美国对中国有这么大的仇恨，没想到特朗普下手这么狠，没想到其他国家站出来同情或者支持中国，也没有想到呢美国竟在啊反华抗华这问题上呢结成统一战线。那么其实这些为什么或者说没想到呢，都可以在美国高层官员最近接连发表的讲话当中找到答案。我们看到这个这些官员包括国务卿特朗普，包括国家安全顾问奥布莱恩，最近呢又包括这个司法部长巴尔，他们最近都发表了一系列针对中国的叫中国政策讲话。我来请教胡先生，您怎么看这个问题？
确实这个网上流传这个戴旭讲话不是真的，他不会那么说，但是他说的这四个没想到倒是真的。现在美国对中国的态度确实相当强硬，而且得到很多国家的支持和呼应，大有统一战线围堵中国之势啊。那么之所以造成这种形势呢，我想刚才你这个国务卿啊、国家安全顾问、司法部长讲话都谈到这一点。那日前呢，美国国防部长这个埃斯珀也讲了话，我觉得他讲得非常清楚，他就说中国是美国的首要战略竞争对手，嗯，因为他中国既有野心，也有条件，这个成为美国的首要竞争对手，成为这个超过美国的这么一个国家，他因为中国的庞大的人口数量和庞大的经济体，他有可能取代中国，而且他要这种野心，这里主要问题就是因为在价值观上的一种这个基本的这个分歧。说美国呢他们重视这个个人自由，而中国呢不珍惜这些自由。他有一句话我觉得讲得非常对，他就说一个崛起的中国并不让美国领导人担忧，但一个在中共统治下崛起的中国就让美国人担忧。所以现在问题就是说，能不能让一个听任一个共产集权大国成为世界第一大国，这就是关键问题。如果你现在还不遏制，那以后就遏制不住了。所以我觉得现在这个美国方面采取这种态度，而且能得到那么多盟国的呼应，关键就在这个问题上。
好的，那么刚才胡先生提到的是美国国防部长，其实呢国务卿蓬佩奥是最先区分中共和中国，国家安全顾问这个奥布莱恩呢最近称习近平是斯大林的继承人，司法部长巴尔指责习近平要让中国的专制独裁制度占据世界舞台的中心。看来呢美国已经把中美分歧这个上升到意识形态领域啊。我们看到最近呢旅美华裔作家啊政论家这个邓玉文先生呢，他在纽约时报发表一篇文章，就撰文指出呢，说美中对抗现在不仅仅基于利益，而且呢更基于意识形态。他说基于利益的这个对抗呢是可以交换的，但是基于意识形态的对抗难有回旋的余地。我来请教张先生，您如何看当前美中对抗的这个性质？
这个其实区分中共和中国这点 我至少我个人或者我们在这个做节目中间表达这个意思已经好几年了，
嗯，
所以要说这个最早区分，也许我们提出来。那这个至于邓玉文先生这个说法呢，我觉得可以这么看，那要看是什么样的利益，有一些是根本利益，比如中共的执政地位和领导人的这个个人权利，这个是根本利益，这个东西是没有办法交换的，他绝不会说自动退出历史舞台，所以这一点上我觉得也不能够说完全是意识形态不能这个有回旋余地，这个利益也是有回没有回旋余地的。这个我们看啊，过去第一美中第一阶段的贸易协议，那是一种利益交换，
嗯，
对中共来讲已经是最大的让步，就是为了保政权，为了保领导人的权利，所以呢做出这样的在他们共党内部认为是有点这个丧权辱国的这种让步，他也做了。那我们再回顾邓小平当年啊，他对内讲不争论，对外这个韬光养晦，他就是要避免意识形态的对抗，而且呢要用利益交换来巩固政权，所以他极力要把中美关系搞好，这样呢这个中国才能这个中共这个政府才能富起来，才能有更多的财富，那这个呢是有利于巩固政权的。所以呢这个利益和意识形态它不是一个对立的东西，它实际上利益和意识形态本身是这个可以交换的。那么除了当这一点上来看，现在为什么会形成这样的情况呢？除了这个领导人的意识形态的固化，还有一点就是形格势制，形势逼到这一步了。
嗯，
那这个保政权、保个人权利，这个是退无可退的。
嗯，
再退就一泻千里了，就溃堤了。那所以呢，中共自己的这个政治体制，他也没有退出机制。你看80年代还有什么辞去某某职务，但是你看这个中共的历史上很少有人辞职了，尤其现在根本就不可能。所以这种情况我觉得中美只能对峙下去，
嗯，
从中共来讲也确实没有退路了，就是这样。
嗯，好的，那么中共指责美国的一些政客坚持冷战思维，对中国抱有意识形态的偏见，我们就来检视一下这些所谓的美国政客他们的指责是不是偏见。远的不说，最近呢我们看到习近平智囊他就提出，习近平思想是当代马克思主义，是21世纪的马克思主义。上个星期中共党刊求是发表习近平的文章，指出中国特色社会主义最本质的特征就是中国共产党领导，党是最高政治领导力量，党是领导一切的。请教胡先生啊，这个外界评论说呢，这个习近平最近呢在党国一体化的路上高速飞奔，引起国际社会的高度警觉，您怎么看？
确实现在不少中国网民就把习近平叫做总加速师，这当然就是把邓小平称为总设计师，从这个话脱化而来。那确实呢，习近平上台这么些年，大大的加速了党国一体化，这就使得中共专制政权的这种面目暴露于天下。你让这些外国他们就假装没看见都不行，因为太明显了，摆在你面前的，这当然就会引起国际社会的警觉。所以今天党国所面临的这种围堵，应该说可以说是习近平一手招来的。你比一比就比出来了嘛。你像当时江泽民的时代啊，克林顿还敦促江泽民实行自由民主，江泽民就说不能一口吃个胖子。
嗯，
这言外之意呢，就是好像他们也还是愿意自由民主，只不过要一步一步慢慢来。而你现在习近平的讲话啊，什么中国模式、中国方案 二十一世习近平思想就是二十一世纪的马克思主义等等等等，那就摆明了这个意识形态的已经把这个意识共产党的这套意识形态大旗重新高高举起，因此那么他这种做法那怎么能不引起国际社会的这种警觉呢？这是理所当然的了。
嗯，那么当今中共领导人标榜马克思列宁主义回归毛泽东时代的这个党国体制，刚才胡先生讲到了，这是尽人皆知的事实。那么我来请教张先生，很多人不明白的是，习近平为什么要重拾几乎被全世界抛弃的马克思主义、列宁主义？这个毛泽东的这个党国体制呢，实际上也被这个毛泽东之后的几代领导人，胡先生刚才也说到这个问题了，被几代领导人这个在不断的淡化。为什么现在习近平要重新啊回归这些东西？这是为什么？
这个当然和知识结构和他的三观很有关系，就是说这个一个毛泽东时代的成长起来的一个少年，他当时接受的他能够这个知道的就是这些东西。当然他自己也说了，他读过很多书，也开过很长的书单。以前我也谈过，我就是说如果他真的把这些书都读了，我觉得他的三观可能不会是现在这个样子。那当然现在就是完全是一种斗争哲学了，毛时代的这种斗争哲学的继承，就是什么呢，从提什么自力更生啊，然后把各国对中国的这种批评视为反华大合唱啊，要孤立中国啊。所以呢越这么越用这套思维就越有危机感，就老觉得总有刁民想害朕，就是世界各国这个列强都想害朕，都要灭我大清。所以这个很狠，就是最后又回到了一种这个慈禧太后和义和团的思维去了。所以你看这次啊，他现在就是非此即彼，凡是敌人反对的我们就要拥护，凡是敌人拥护的我们就要反对。就像这个这是毛泽东的话了，你这次你看这个全国图书馆还来个大清理运动啊，动物农场1984都被禁了，当然这个小熊维尼啊据说是这个开禁了。所以这种做法，这个倒行逆施的做法，其实是文革以来首次做到这个程度。这个呢就是跟他的深刻的不安全感有非常强的关系，他感到不安全，感到自己权力受到了威胁，但是呢又拿不出别的办法来，所以只能记起这个毛时代的这套党国体制来当阵务，就是如此而已。
党国体制尤其呢是马克思主义，马克思主义大家都有点奇怪，100多年前的这个理论被证明完全破产了的一个理论，为什么现在中国重新建立？张先生，我再请教您一下，我们数一数，现在世界上有几个国家现在还高度标榜自己的指导思想是马克思主义的？这个国家我们给他数一数好吗？
好像还真没有。现在你看越南越南现在是要搞，说是要搞美国式民主，然后朝鲜呢根本就马克思的书是禁书，
对，
他们只讲这个主体思想。古巴现在也不是，虽然跟美国还有很多的矛盾，但是呢马克思主义这一套他们是体现在生活上体现在他们的这个对政权的控制上，但是也没有到中国这样的程度。
嗯，
所以现在中共这一套真的是绝无仅有了，就是独此一家。
好的，那么中国外交部发言人的说辞呢，是共产党领导以及社会主义制度是中国人民的选择，美国要制裁中共那就是干预中共内政，是十足的霸权心态。但是美国官员的说法是，遏制中共野心就是要避免中共成为前苏联，避免发生给全世界造成重大伤害的新冷战。我来请教胡先生，如果习近平的野心不加约束，中国会走苏联的路吗？
如果习近平的野心不加约束，中国必然会给世界 带来巨大的灾害，而且会比前苏联还更危险。因为今天的中国，习近平治下的中国，虽然在很多方面在开倒车，在重回所谓原教旨的马克思主义，但是有些方面我想他也不会改的。比如中国毕竟现在也有了私有产权，有了市场经济，另外也加入了全球化啊，这一点我想他还是会继续保留。那也正因为如此呢，那中国在经济方面，在这些方面就可以比连前苏联做的就是更有成效，因此呢也就造成了他可能拥有更强的实力，对世界有更大的影响力，因此也就可能给世界带来更大的危害。所以这一点来，就这点而言，我想这个美国方面的担心是完全是确实是有道理有根据的。
好的，那么也有观察人士呢不以为然，认为美国多虑了，或者说美国是别有用心，因为他们说习近平不会成为另外一个斯大林，中国呢也不会拥有苏联那样强大的这个全球资源和这个能力，没有能力同美国打一场冷战或者热战。那张先生您怎么看这个问题？
这也是我一直以来的观点，就是说一个呢，像斯大林和毛泽东那样的人物啊，实际上在中共党内已经不可能产生，所产生的只是仿制品啊，但是仿制品并不是尊神，就是他确实玩不了这么大的这个赌局。那这个当然另一方面就是说个人素质这个也决定了不太可能再出一个斯大林。但是而且还有一点就是说资源和能力的组合来讲，我觉得是接了一手好牌。至少这个八年前这个接手权力的时候啊，那个中国成为这个世界第二大经济体，然后有大量的外汇储备，但是经不起折腾啊，经不起这个各种消耗啊，所以现在来看，这是一手好牌打到烂。这个不断的用新的错误去修补已经犯下的错误，然后再不断的这个出错，啊，你最明显就铜锣湾事件，本来是一本小黄书的事件，最后闹成香港啊几百万、200万人上街的事件。最后对抗到今天的程度，出了一个国安法，弄得全世界都跟你掰了。那这些还有呢，你比如疫情的问题，遮遮盖盖，最后传播到全世界以后，现在其实这个所谓反华大合唱呀，就是各国孤立中国怎么来的，是中国自己造成的，或者说中共自己造成的。那这个以前我们也谈过，就是说我当时用的词儿叫终结者。刚才这个胡平先生也提到，就是现在很多人在用总加速师这个句子这个词。所以现在看呢，可能越不折腾可能还能苟延残喘。越折腾恐怕这个就越加速，也没有办法。
好的，那么时间关系，我们今天时事大家谈讨论呢到这里就结束了。我们感谢胡平先生、张立凡先生参加我们节目的讨论。两位先生呢表达都是他们个人的观点，不代表美国之音。好，欢迎各位啊，感谢各位收看，我是许波，我们下次节目再会。
由于新冠疫情，美国之音的时事大家谈节目暂停现场直播节目，但是我们的录播访谈节目每天继续以全新形式在网络和社交媒体推出。如果希望留言，中国大陆观众请拨00852300175601，台湾的观众